Good idea. Good idea. But you should put pants on.
Seriously? I mean, you already made me do it shirtless.
No, I
think you want pants on and shirtless?
I think today's episode should be a completely nude episode.
So no pants then, and no shirt.
Correct. Yes.
I have my boxers on.
No. Take those off too. Completely nude.
Today instead of boxer briefs. So
put on. I'd like for you to put on tube socks. Pull them all the way up.
Okay.
And then that's it. Just
so
white,
just like
tube
Michael
socks.
Cooper, except naked. And
yes.
Not black.
Right. So nothing like Michael Cooper.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Hey, come on.
Hey, come on. Yeah, I'm here.
Come on. There you go. I know. I was talking to my dog.
Is she going to help us in the podcast today?
She's definitely going to be laying around the patio, the porch, if you will. It's a porch.
I see.
While we pod today.
And I believe, unless there's some things you would like to talk about, that we are probably ready-ish to go.
Yeah, I don't have anything to talk about.
Oh, this is so exciting, Trey.
It's going to be a great pod.
Do you think, is there a chance, is there enough energy in you that if I reach in and kind of ignite it, that you might actually be able to get going a little bit?
Oh, I'm here. I'm ready. I'm doing it. I'm pumped. Let's do it.
Okay.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
It jumped up a notch.
It did, didn't it?
Hey, everybody. It's me, the Tennessee man, Mathis, my friend, my counterpart. You might remember him. He's the Dixie Chicken. He's Trey. He's properly lubed right now. And we haven't talked to y'all in a while. We miss you. And that's why we're trying to come back and give you more sports and entertainment. I'm not sure which one you'll get less of. My guess is entertainment. But that's just my thoughts.
Come on. This whole pod is entertainment in itself. I mean, we are probably the best thing in podcasting since the last podcast these people listened to.
You might have a point there.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think about it that way. These are new metrics we could use.
Right. We are the best podcast you are currently listening to at this time.
Yes. If you're listening to us right now, mm-hmm. we are the best podcast that you're listening to.
At this time.
Yes. Well, that's what I said.
Speaking of at this time, the NBA season is almost over. At the
it's
time of recording.
A game away.
At the time of recording, there are 2 days left in the regular season. The play-in tournament starts on Tuesday. We have a pretty good idea who's going to play in the play-in tournament, but we do not know for sure. So by the time you're listening to this podcast, because I'm going to be a lazy editor, the play-in tournament will be decided, and all of this nonsense
is most likely
is nonsense.
Underway for that matter.
I hope not. I hope I'm not that lazy.
Well, we all hope.
Yes, but everyone who's listening to this podcast has also met me, so that they know that this thing will probably be out in 4 to 6 days.
That's fair enough. Well, you do work very hard, and I appreciate you, sir.
Thank you. So does my wife.
As our resident NBA expert, I'm going to throw a couple of things out there, and then I want you just to expound with your expertise, with your knowledge, with your wisdom of the NBA.
Pause, Mathis. Go.
Yes.
Don't put anything on the table right now. I just had to throw all your stuff on the ground. You put it on top of mom and have I text.
Yeah.
Oh, that's going in the podcast.
Uh-huh.
I had to go reorganize my paper. That is a no. No touching any papers or servers. Dining room, kitchen.
Happy.
This is so in the podcast.
Okay.
This is so in the podcast. Yeah.
Quick update, ladies and gentlemen. The NBA season is almost over. What does that mean in 2021?
Oh, it's I thought you were going to update us about what Margie told you.
We are. It's tax season. And my wife, my accountant wife, not an authorized accountant, but she will charge you if you want her to do your taxes.
Of course she will.
Under the table in Dogecoin.
She might even charge you if you don't want her to do your taxes.
Right. You have to pay us in Dogecoin. But she's currently doing our personal taxes, and she has spread out her tax forms over, I believe, 3 rooms. Dining room table, completely full of taxes, where she's currently at her workstation at the dining room table. No, I take that back. I pick that. That's the kitchen table. Kitchen table is her workstation.
Kitchen table.
Now imagine.
Important clarification there.
Correct. Stove top, refrigerator, kitchen table covered in taxes. The dining room table, which also has is become my drop zone for when I come home from the road. I just drop crap in the dining room table because no one goes to the dining room. So that's been my drop zone. She also has taken over my area and told me that I am no longer allowed to use it as my drop zone. So the dining room table now is covered with previous year's tax forms, etc. And a little bit of our office has like a stack of stuff that she keeps referencing. And plus, that's where the printer is. So she has expanded her tax realm, her empire, if you will, to three rooms in our home to try to get our taxes done by tax day, whatever day that is, because I'm not smart enough.
April 15th.
No, this year it's been expanded. This year it's been extended.
Oh, it has?
Yes.
Oh, cool. Okay.
It's Monday.
Very well.
It's Monday. Okay. By the time you people are listening to it, it is either tax day now or it's already passed. Point being, lady came out here and scolded me because I opened up my backpack on the dining room table that is my drop zone, but is now her tax zone. And I got scolded. And she got big eyes, man. She came out here with big eyes and said, no mas.
Wow.
So Mathis, no mas.
No mas. Okay, now, by the way, do you think you still have it in you to go on with the podcast?
I think I can because I...
After such a scolding.
After such a scolding that I just took from my wife about the tax season, I think I can go on with the podcast because there's so much happening in our life right now. For example, apparently I'm back in an aviary where birds are chirping all around me.
Yes.
But that's fine. I like aviaries.
That's okay. I mean, you know, actually James Bond was a guy that wrote a book about aviaries that Ian Fleming saw and thought that's the boringest name I've ever seen. And thus comes the name of our favorite secret agent, right?
James Bond. Speaking of James Bond, what a great segue. Okay, so Mathis, I have an idea. Okay. I have an idea, a couple ideas actually, about modifications I want to make to my brand new car when I get my brand new car. Because ladies and gentlemen, I am currently without vehicle. I donated my 2001 Toyota Camry with 288,409 miles on it to the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Very nice, by the way.
Thank you. Car was time to be replaced. Transmission issues, all the high mileage, and my wife told me I wasn't allowed to repair it. Because I would have repaired it. Anyway, what I want to do to my new vehicle is this. Speaking of James Bond, remember on James Bond's car, he used to drive like a Jag or what did he drive? What was James Bond's car?
I believe the original was an Aston Martin. It changed over the years.
Yes.
But the original was an Aston Martin. Yes.
You are correct. Correct. So, but do you remember when watching when he would have like machine guns come out of his front grill or an oil slick, right? Pop out the back.
Oh yeah. The smoke screen, the tire busters. I mean, all these things he had, they were, and of course the ejector seat.
Sure. So, so along the same James Bond feel of a car, I want to install two, maybe just one, a single paint gun on the front of my car aimed at the people's bumper in front of me so that I can shoot paintballs at people in front of me who are stupid. For example, you're driving on the interstate and you're going pretty quick, passing people in the left lane, and then you come across some just rando driving the speed limit or less in the left lane, the fast lane or the passing lane, going horribly slow, and everyone has to go around them, right? So, so I would like to shoot paint guns from my James Bond car at vehicle. James Bond
Are you buying an Aston Martin, by the way?
I am not. I am going to buy a pickup truck. I haven't decided if I'm going to get the Ram or the F-150. I'm still shopping
those two at this point, unless something major happens.
Correct. So at this point, I'm also now have to take into consideration which one can I mount a trigger, a steering wheel, a steering wheel triggered paintball gun to the grill of. Because seriously, how much fun would that be to be able to fire paintballs at traffic in front of you?
Oh, it'd be wonderful. And now the thing I love about this idea too, and I want you to expound on it further, is you also have a color-coded idea for the paintballs. Mm. It's not just random paintballs, just like, hey, I paintballed you because you know, you're driving slow in the left lane, or I paintballed you because you cut me off, or I paintballed you because you're not, you know, using your signal, or I paintballed you because you came from the inside lane all the way across traffic onto the exit. But you said there's a color-coded system. I think we should describe this.
Right. I think, I mean, I think you could go with the traditional traffic light, you know, green, yellow, red. You know, if it's a green one, you know, maybe if they're yellow, they're a bad driver, right? Like if this guy's like, he drives slow, right? He's a yellow guy. He drives slow. The green one is he likes to drive in the left lane. And the red one is just, this guy's an asshole, right?
Why not brown for asshole?
Oh, you're right. I apologize. I think brown's a better color.
Yes.
Brown for asshole. So then we can give
like,
red.
I think red should be like the, like, look out for this guy.
He's okay, angry. Right. Okay. Yeah, like, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this guy's a hot mess. Brown asshole. Yellow is like a slow driver. But then I would only get one for like, just to just kind of to spin it, to keep it more, to keep it entertaining. I'd also like to have one, like a blue one or a purple one, that is like a hot girl, right?
That's the case, should we also do one for a good driver?
Right, like maybe green. The green is for a good driver.
You're a really good driver. Pow.
Right. Pow. Still just mark up your car.
Exactly.
But could you imagine driving down the road and just looking at the back of people's vehicles, and you know you're going to see mostly just brown paintballs across the back of everybody's car. Just this guy's a
brown,
shitty driver.
Reds, maybe a few yellows.
Right.
And that's going to be it. But the great thing is now, listen. Mm-hmm. Remember, I think, didn't you say this is also a secret society that you want to create?
Good point. Because this isn't legal, by the way. I am pretty sure that shooting paintballs at other people's vehicles is completely illegal based on our current laws.
Now, have you studied all the statutes of every 50 state when it comes to traffic
laws? I have not.
Have you discussed this with the NHTSA?
No, I don't like the TSA. But I'm using a little common sense. I'm falling back on when I took the driver's test when I was 16, and I don't recall shooting...
Just a few months ago.
Right, exactly. I don't recall shooting paintballs at your fellow citizens as something that is legal. So we're going to have to form like a secret society, like the Masons or Fight Club, right? Where you have to like go through like a 12-step program to even get into the club, because we need to be able to filter out the FBI, right? We got to be able to.
And what's like the one rule about paintball guns in cars?
You don't talk about paintball guns in cars.
Right.
We're going to have to come up with a better name, because Fight Club just kind of rolls off the tongue. Paintball gunning cars doesn't really roll off the tongue.
I'll work on that. That'll be my task. I'll work on the name.
Right, as vice president of this secret society.
That we don't talk about.
We don't talk
about
it. We're
talking
about it
right now.
You're going to have to come up with the name of it.
So if I don't come up with the name of it by the time we finish talking about it, is anyone going to know? Because then I can't talk about it anymore.
Well, I think we can not talk about it in future podcasts once we get the secret society rolling. I mean, the Masons weren't created overnight, right? This secret society of paintballing traffickers might take a little bit of time to suss out, right? It also could be a side hustle of making paintball guns that fit in cars.
They're not gonna be your normal paintball guns like you see, like you buy like at Academy Sports or something.
No, it's gonna have to be some other sort of low profile.
You know what it could be? Do you remember the movie No Country for Old Men?
Yeah.
Okay, you remember Javier Bardem? He was like the bad guy there. Remember, he was walking around with that like pressurized tank, and he had that little like
Cow killer. Yeah,
and he would just like blow people away with it. Maybe that's the kind of paintball gun we need, like something that small.
Oh, it's gonna have to be small. It's small, You know, like a, but you know, like, but with like a
you
cartridge,
think we can get
like
Javier
a drum.
Bardem to endorse it for us?
I mean, I haven't seen him in a lot of movies lately. He's probably hurting for work.
He's probably going to take over for Chuck Norris on the Life Machine or whatever it is he does.
Right. Yeah. So, but how do you get like a celebrity spokesperson for a secret society?
Ooh, it'd have to be a secret celebrity. Maybe that's why Bardem is perfect.
Maybe because he's not all that well known or working much lately.
Yeah.
Right. Maybe he's already a secret society spokesman.
He'd probably be right on board with this thing.
Sure. Completely possible. So anyway, I've been driving back and forth to Atlanta a lot, and I'd like to shoot paintballs doing the NBA.
Yeah.
I'd like to shoot paintballs at other people because I think other people suck as drivers. And that's my two cents on drivers. I think most of them suck.
Okay, now quick shift before we go back to the NBA. I'm going to do some testing of different liquids and foods during this podcast. But now I'm getting ready to have a drink of orange juice. Is everyone ready?
Oh, wait, hold on. Have you recently brushed your teeth?
Well, I mean, by recently, like this morning, say around 8 a.m.
So it's you don't still have toothpaste remnants in your mouth, which we all know has a chemical reaction with orange juice, causing your entire brain to shrink with
no,
all the
tanginess.
No, the
I shouldn't
tanginess.
Have that. As a matter of fact, I've even had some peanut butter and vanilla wafers for lunch.
But you didn't want to taste those on the podcast?
Well, I figured the peanut butter probably wouldn't be that professional. I mean, you know, we really want to be professional here on the podcast. The peanut butter could like actually get me kind of tied up. I mean, maybe if the people like it and they, you know, they kind of like this, I've got like three or four things here to try during the podcast. If you want me to eat peanut butter on the podcast, just let us know and I'll do it.
Right.
Or
call
if you
in,
want me to really to
call into the podcast while it's being recorded, but while you're not listening to it, and let us know if you want Mathis to test peanut butter on today's podcast.
Okay. We can do that.
Okay. But go ahead. So, do your orange juice.
Here's my orange juice. Okay. Everybody ready? And then after this, we go straight to the NBA. Are you ready, Trey?
Ready.
Here we go. It's not bad.
That sounded pulpy.
It was good. It was actually no pulp, but there was a little bit of thickness to it because it was kind of at the bottom. So you know that's the concentrate.
The sediment
gets kind of gets at the bottom. So
All
right. So tell us about the NBA, man.
Well, as already mentioned, the NBA is nearly over. The NBA has nearly ended its run this season, and it's been it's been a good season for the NBA fan if you like things. Now, if you like the Lakers, it hasn't been a great season for you because the defending champions are not healthy historically. In the 2021 season, LeBron James has been hurt. AD's been hurt a couple of times. Schroeder's been hurt. It's
Isn't,
been.
By the
a,
way, is he the pianist on Peanuts?
Yeah,
oh no, that's
yeah.
Schroeder. I'm sorry, Schroeder. My bad. Go ahead. Sorry.
Fine. which one of the Lakers is Pigpen?
God, who knows.
It was probably Meta World Peace back when he played in the 90s.
Yeah, probably.
So right now, I think when it comes to the standings, Utah and Philadelphia are at the top of the East and the West. I would like to see that matchup for the sheer big man aspect of it. You know, Embiid versus that guy.
Jokic.
Yes, you're right. Jokic,
yes,
you're right.
Joker.
Sorry.
That's
I was
why you're
in Denver.
The expert.
I was in Denver for a second.
Wait, no,
so
he's
I would
in Denver.
Like, yes,
Is
right.
He?
He's in
yes,
Denver.
Okay, you're
it's,
right.
It's the,
yeah,
it's
that's
the
why
other
you're
guy.
The expert. That's why you're
right.
The expert.
I know.
The other big guy.
Gobert. That's good. It's Gobert. It's Gobert.
Gobert. No, it's Gobert,
right.
actually.
It's right.
It's Gobert. Yeah.
Gobert.
Rudy Gobert. He's the one who rubbed everybody's recording pieces and then had COVID last year.
Correct. Rudy Gobert, the cause of the coronavirus. He invented the coronavirus and spread it around the NBA.
He did
Rudy
it in
Gobert,
his locker.
Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell against Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid, I think would be a fun finals matchup. But we can't go ahead and jump to the finals just yet because it's not fair. We haven't even played the play-in tournament. So,
yes.
So I'm looking forward to this play-in tournament, even though LeBron James thinks it's a joke because he has to play in it because the Lakers are currently the 7th seed. They could fall
into
this.
By the way, may I interject quickly? I love this quote from LeBron James. I want to share this with all of our listeners. It is LeBron James, who last year voted for the play-in tournament, and I went on record. I don't have the actual quote in front of me, but basically went on record saying, I think this is great. This year says the guy who did this should get fired.
Mm-hmm.
Because now then he's in the play-in tournament.
Correct.
So once again, great thing. You know, LeBron, I love you. You're a great player. You do a lot of good stuff, but you know what, dude? You got to be accountable for something at some point. And so, yeah, just shouting that out to you, LeBron.
Right. So right now in the West, Lakers, Golden State, Memphis, San Antonio in the play-in tournament. The seeding could change on the last day of the season, so we don't know where they're going to sit. But that play-in tournament should be – I mean, those are four teams I'm looking forward to watch, especially the Lakers and Golden State. I mean, I love Ja Morant, but the Memphis hasn't been a great team this season. But I enjoy watching, obviously, you know, the Lakers and Steph Curry at Golden State. This season has been ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. So that'll be a fun play-in tournament atmosphere. And then we got the playoffs, where right now in the West, Utah and Phoenix are really, really good. Denver's excellent. And then there's the Clippers, who I think have been a little faulty of late. I think they've just kind of averaged the closing of the season, roughly 500 in their last 10 or 15 games. And that's not bad, right? But that's not excellent. That's not going to get you into the NBA Finals, winning half your games.
No, I mean, right now is the time. Pretty much in e-sport, you want to come in clicking.
Correct.
At this point, you're getting ready to play the best of the best. You know, and you've played around with these people all year. Some of them are good, some of them aren't. You know, you take some nights off. We all heard about load management. You know, it's, you know, blah, blah, blah. But when you get to championship time, you need to have, if you don't mind me saying this, sir, the eye of the tiger and be ready. And yeah, the Clippers have kind of been sort of like, and maybe some of that is the load management. Like, well, yeah, we're not going to really improve our seed that much. We're not going to lose our seed that much. So maybe we'll take a little break. As I've told you in the past, as the non-NBA expert on this podcast, I think that there's something to rhythm when it comes, mm-hmm. especially to a sport like basketball. I mean, even a sport like baseball, the one I played, you know, you have to have your rhythm and you've got to be locked on at this time. So, yeah, I mean, like seeing somebody kind of limp down the stretch a little bit like that. Same thing with the Lakers. I wouldn't be surprised to see the Lakers getting knocked out of this thing before they even get to a playoff series, to be honest with you.
Sure. I could totally see them losing in the play-in tournament. But I also, when it comes to the Clippers might want to be the fourth seed so that they can play. They have the matchups through to the conference finals of playing the 8-9 seed or whatever they would play. That's not right. They wouldn't play them. They would play.
They play the 5 seed.
Right. So they would play Dallas, and maybe they have a matchup there that they would like.
Yeah. The guaranteed way that they usually do these tournaments is that, you know, the 1 seed is always going to play the guaranteed lowest seed afterwards. So, you know, they'll play the 8 seed first. They can't play the 2nd seed next or the 3rd seed. So then that next round, you get the 4 or 5 seed, mm-hmm. the 1st seed. That's the way this works, right?
Okay, sure.
Okay, so, you know, it's maybe, you know, you think about the Clippers, maybe they're like, okay, well, yeah, we think our best shot is to be in the 4 or 5 hole or 4 hole. And we got a really good shot against Utah. We match up with them really well, better than we do against maybe, you know, Denver or Phoenix. And by mm-hmm. the way, folks, let me remind you that not quite a year ago, our own resident expert in the NBA picked the Phoenix Suns to be the next rising star of the Western Conference. And where are they right now currently located, Trey, in the Western Conference?
They're in the 2-hole in the Western Conference, right in the 2-hole.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Right in the 2-hole.
Right.
That's your personal motto, too, by the way.
Right. I like to make it my personal motto because I'll never in my life ever again get to be in the two hole.
But you nailed it.
That one time.
No, and this time the Phoenix Suns.
Correct. And I think actually you picked the Phoenix Suns. Maybe we both did. Maybe we agreed.
I think we agreed. Honestly,
maybe we agreed because yeah. I don't want to say I don't feel like it's mine to credit because I think we both agreed it was the Phoenix Suns, especially with the addition of Chris Paul.
Yeah. And we actually made this if we're going to call it a we thing, we made this prediction before Chris Paul.
Did we?
And then when Chris Paul came in, yeah. This was
because it was in the bubble last year.
Yeah. You were in the bubble last year and Phoenix started playing so good. And I was watching some of the games you were doing. You did, a handful of Phoenix games. You know, obviously you were in the bubble, so you're just doing games. And I was like, these guys could be pretty good. And they got really hot at the end, and they barely missed the playoffs. They won like 8 out of 9 games. If they won the 9th game in a row, they would have made the playoffs, but they didn't make it. So, or either that, or they made the play-in, and they ran into like a Dame Lillard, like buzzer beater or something. So,
right.
But yeah, it's like, no, I mean, I think I say you, but if you want to give me the we, I'll take it. We predicted that the Phoenix Suns would be the biggest up-and-comer in the West this year. And guess what?
Yeah. And they have. I mean, they went from not being in it last year to the 2 seed, which is great. And I'm happy for Phoenix. And I've always been a Chris Paul fan. You know, he was a rookie when I was working in New Orleans. So I have a little bit of connection to him. Speaking of that, I worked the Phoenix game this past Thursday. And it was really cool after the end of the game, after our post-game interview, one of their media relations came up to Chris Paul to sign a jersey. And it was a Chris Paul rookie New Orleans Hornets jersey. Oh, wow. that they had him sign, and he signed it like it was no big deal, but it was that rookie season jersey, that look they had back 10 years ago or whenever it was, when he 12 years ago, whenever he came into the league. I think it's 12. But it was really cool that he did, that somebody was has been such a fan of Chris Paul, because I like Chris Paul. I didn't love when I think and he's smart. He's Wake Forest grad. I think he graduated. Part of the players union, ahead of the players union, I don't know if he's president or vice president, whatever it is, he's in that action. And I've had issue with like when he left and went to the Clippers, I didn't love it. I didn't love it when he went to Houston. I hated that he got traded to Oklahoma City. I think that was almost a wasted year in his career. And he played really well, but I don't think he wasn't going anywhere there. I didn't feel. And obviously now in Phoenix, he's going to, with Devin Booker and that squad, I think they're going to make a nice run. Do they make it to the conference finals? I don't know, because they showed some weakness over the last couple weeks. But if they can wrap that weakness up, Chris Paul, Devin Booker, that team is... Ayton, if he comes back healthy, I'm not sure if he's a return guy or if he's out for the season. To be honest with you, I don't know. But I know Ayton is a strong inside character. His presence is important to them. But with that said, like right now, as of today, the Phoenix Suns, the Utah Jazz, and the Denver Nuggets have all won 7 of their last 10 games, which is how I think you need to, like you said earlier, the momentum you need going into the playoffs.
Yeah.
So those three teams right now, real quick, the two teams in the playoffs of the 6, we'll just go with the 6, not the play-in. I guess it's only one team then. The Clippers are the only team that is .500. The rest, Utah, Phoenix, Denver, Dallas, Portland, all are 7-3 or 8-2 in the last 10 games. And that's important, as you said, momentum into the playoffs. So I'll be rooting for Phoenix. For sure.
Not only does it make you a genius, but it's kind of a nice little story too. So
yeah. And it's, the most important thing about this podcast is that I'm a genius.
Yes. So now, real quick, break down the East. But before you do, I'm gonna try a lemon crisp Kit Kat on the air. Here we go. You ready for this?
Yes, then you have to tell me what a lemon crisp Kit Kat is.
It's something I'm eating. Okay, it's a lemon crisp Kit Kat. So yes. It's a Kit Kat.
Yes.
But it says on the cover, lemon crisp, and as I open it, it looks yellow.
So it's not a chocolate It's not a chocolate cover.
Apparently there's no, I don't know if it's maybe a lemony chocolate, mm-hmm. or if it's just straight up lemon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't know if you guys hear me opening the wrapper here. Is that coming through?
Oh, yeah. That's hurting all our ear holes.
Excellent. Great. Okay, here we go. Are you guys ready?
Mm-hmm. Describe it in detail with your mouth full.
Well, definitely lemony.
Mm-hmm.
There's some Christmas in there.
That's a great name for it, then.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I think there was a chocolatey feel to it. I've got one more bite. Here we go. Mm-hmm. You guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Super lemony.
Super lemony.
Yeah. Chocolate-ish.
Mm-hmm. Crispy?
Cat-ish. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's crispy.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, final deal is I would not do it again. But I prefer the regular Kit Kat, but I would not do that again. How about that?
A double negative. You would not do it.
Oh, I said that wrong. Gosh, that's like haptics.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Also, using that word wrong, apparently.
I would not turn that down again. How about that?
Right. On a scale of 1 to 10,
Thank you, Mr. Grammar.
Yes. As everyone knows, I am the grammar police. Let's put Kit Kat regular at a 10 as our starting point, right? Regular is 10. Where's the lemon crisp Kit Kat land on your scale?
Well, I'm not going to throw this out there in case there are lemon lovers in our audience, but I would say for me, I'm not opposed to the lemon. As a matter of fact, I love a good lemonade. My favorite flavor of Gatorade is lemon lime. But I would probably put the lemon crisp Kit Kat. And the Kit Kat is a 10, by the way. You're not wrong there for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to throw it probably in the 6.8.
Ooh, that's a lot lower than I expected with all the enthusiasm of the lemony and chocolatey and crispy.
Oh, no, I'm reporting. I'm a reporter. I'm a journalist.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just reading the news.
I'll tell you what. Mm-hmm. I'll move it up to a 7.5 because at least they advertise it properly. Lemony crisp Kit Kat.
Okay. All right. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Go out and get yourself a 7.5 rated lemon crisp Kit Kat. That is
if you put... This segment brought to you by...
By Yellow Gatorade.
Oh, my God. I can't wait for my next...
I can't either. I'm really excited. I love that it's a surprise that we don't know what's coming. So please don't tell us what's next until it is next.
Yes.
Please don't.
Okay, so Especially now, really quick, Eastern Conference.
Eastern
Conference, yeah.
Eastern Conference has been dominated by Philly, Brooklyn, Milwaukee. Those three teams, Philly, Brooklyn, Milwaukee, have been, in my opinion, dominant from the beginning. Brooklyn, obviously, a lot of injury situations there. Not a lot of KD, Kyrie, and Durant. He's KD, by the way. KD. Edmund. Yeah, thank you. Kawhi. Kyrie. Good God. They need to change their names. They can't go by the same name. KD, Kyrie, and Durant. They haven't played a lot. Harden, Kyrie, and Durant can put up 40 points a night if they so chose. I believe that presents a matchup challenge for Philadelphia. I'm hoping... honestly, that is the Eastern Conference Finals matchup. I think that's what America wants to see. I know that's what Turner wants to see.
That's what the NBA wants to see.
That's definitely what the NBA wants to see. When it comes to viewership, everybody wants that. We've seen what Antetokounmpo can do, and I think he's a superstar. And I think his team is good, but I don't think it's a compelling storyline, right? Not like Brooklyn Philly. Now, with that said, if it was Brooklyn and Milwaukee, I'd enjoy that too. But I really want to see Brooklyn in the Eastern Conference Finals. And if they don't make it to the finals, so be it. But I really want to see them get to the Eastern Conference Finals and have that epic Eastern Conference matchup with Joel Embiid and Simmons, or with Antetokounmpo and his little brother Antetokounmpo, who doesn't play very much. So, but with that said, I won't be surprised if a Atlanta or a Miami team come out of the 4-5 seed and surprise everybody and make it to the Eastern Conference Finals. And secondly, I will be super unsurprised if the resurgent Knicks from New York, I don't know if everyone realizes that the Knicks are an NBA team.
Is there a team in New York?
Yes, it's Brooklyn, but the one that's in Manhattan.
Oh, of course, yeah.
The one that's in Manhattan.
Oh, the other one. There's another one?
Correct. Is the Knicks the most valuable franchise in the league, who have been terrible for 20 years? They've been awful. I mean, there was like a couple years when they had Melo. They were pretty good, but they weren't. They're not a good team historically. So this year, hopefully, is a resurgent year for the Knicks, and the Knicks could surprise us all, which would be fun. How much fun would it be for both Turner, me, NBA, life in general, if it was Brooklyn?
There's more than both there. There's like four.
Right. If Brooklyn, if the Brooklyn Nets and the New York Knicks played each other in the Eastern Conference Finals, I could literally, a true subway series, I could walk across the Brooklyn Bridge and go to work. And that would be so much fun. To be able to walk from
It'd
the garden, correct, from the garden to the Nets stadium, whatever it's called. It'll pop in my head in a second. It's the nesty thing. Looks like a nest.
Yes.
What's it called?
I don't know.
Barclays Center.
AI will insert what it's called there.
Yes. Thank you, AI.
So the subway, possible subway series, I think that would be super fun. So if it's not Philly-Brooklyn, which I anticipate, because they're such dominant teams, maybe a Milwaukee sneaks in there. I would honestly like to see a Brooklyn Nets versus a New York Knicks Eastern Conference Finals. I think that would be super fun. Now, is that super fun for the rest of the country when two New York teams play each other? Meh, I don't know. But who doesn't want to see the Battle of Gotham City?
Yeah. No, I mean, like, ratings-wise, it's a monster. Now, you may lose, you know, a few people, like, you know, like in the South and, you know, everything else like that. But ratings-wise, if the Knicks, just the story of the Knicks being in the conference finals drives ratings up tremendously. No matter who they're against, even if they're not against Brooklyn. But if they're against Brooklyn in the finals, yeah, you're totally right. I mean, that is big business for Turner and for Mr. Trey Dixon.
Well, it'll be super easy. I won't get any sky miles if I'm walking across the Brooklyn Bridge. You know, not a lot of flights from LaGuardia to JFK.
Maybe you can get a Cessna, right?
Maybe they'll get us a helicopter ride. That'd be fun. Maybe Trump will come pick us up. I don't mean to make this political. We'll pick us all up and fly us from the garden to the stadium in Brooklyn.
Which AI has told us the name of already, and we just don't even know it yet.
Barclays Center.
I hate that my brain doesn't work.
Okay, here's another thing. Okay, now we're moving on.
Moving on.
Trey, tell us about your two-horn theory.
Okay, so, ladies and gentlemen, I know that we have a sophisticated audience, so you've all been to Europe, right? You've all been to Europe, and you've had them, you know, you've driven around the Champs-Élysées. That was not an easy word to say.
Champs-Élysées?
You've driven around the south of France or Italy.
You've been on the Autobahn.
You've been on the Autobahn, or you've driven in England where they drive on the wrong side
of the
road.
You've been on Piccadilly Circle.
Sure. What they do over there in Europe, which I like, is they give a courtesy honk. It's not an angry honk. It's a courtesy honk. It's a toot toot. No, you turn left. Toot toot. Hey, green light. Toot toot. How you doing, buddy? Good to see you. You know, they have a courtesy honk. It's high pitched. It's just a little toot toot, like a clown car, right?
Yeah, kind of like your Yaris you were driving this week.
Correct. And that's what made me think. What made me think about this idea again. Was my Yaris.
The segment brought to you by Toyota.
Yes. Let's go places. I rented a Toyota Yaris because, as you know, I am without vehicle, donated it to Make-A-Wish. Yes. And I'm without vehicle because I'm going to buy a new one this summer. So I rented a Toyota Yaris. Very small, compacty little car. It served its purposes. Its horn, however, was one of those really high-pitched toot-toots. And it was like I could not get angry and lay on that horn and have anyone think I was angry. They would think that I was letting air out of a balloon or that I had died on the steering wheel. But there was no chance that anyone could feel my anger with the high-pitchedness of this horn. So I think all vehicles, and while I'm installing paintballs in my new pickup truck, maybe I'll install two horns. A high pitch toot toot courtesy horn, right? And then a very low pitch, very loud, almost fog horn or 18-wheeler type horn, a train horn.
I suggested fog horn, by the way.
Right.
So we're clear, yes.
Fog horn or one of those, you know, the air horns that people, you know, that the can of air horn.
Yes.
You know, the can of thing.
We used to be woken up by those for mm-hmm. football camp.
Right. I want one of those, a loud, aggressive, angry horn also, so that I could have the toot toot, go ahead, you turn left, or toot toot, green light, and then the get out of my way, I'm about to run you over. Right?
Where was that again? Okay. That sounds more like someone in like the throes of like, you know, like bowel trouble, but I'm go with it.
Sure. I haven't really practiced my deep throated horn sound, so that was just the first one that came out.
Excellent. It sounds like you're either like really like having trouble on the toilet or you're actually trying to channel someone in Tibet. So
Correct. That's my I'm possessed. Yes. But you know that I want that, and I'd like it to be loud. I'd like it to be intimidating, especially rolling up on somebody in my brand new Dodge Ram. It's not even Dodge anymore; it's just Ram. Just rolling up on somebody in my new Ram or my new F-150, and I have the toot toot or the.
the Tibetan song ball.
Like, correct. From like, what was that? I want the knife. What movie was that? What movie was that?
Eddie
Murphy. Golden Child, right?
Yeah.
Right. That was so good.
Exactly.
Such a great movie, Golden Child.
I said, I want the knife.
Honestly, that's an underappreciated movie. I would like to go back
really
and watch Eddie Murphy's Golden Child. We should all do that.
In there could be the inspiration for your second horn.
Mm-hmm.
I want the knife.
I want the knife.
I want the knife. Please.
We should all stop the podcast right now and go watch Golden Child.
I remember when he's telling the guy who's teaching, he goes, "You just wipe that booger right on your jacket, aren't you?" Yeah. Okay, that's fine. That's cool.
I bet that was an ad-lib thing. I bet that was totally an ad-lib part, and they just left it in the movie.
I'm sure it was.
That'd be funny to find out. Was that in the script, or was that completely ad-lib that they left in the movie? I bet it was an ad-lib. Because some of the funniest parts of movies, you find out later they were completely ad-libbed. It's hilarious.
So many.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
This is the Dixie Chicken and the Tennessee Man.
Okay, so anyway, now, we're moving on. I'm going to try a bite of a York peppermint patty.
Oh, now, see, that's a traditional thing, and I'm not gonna lie to you, I love a York peppermint patty.
I do too. And the thing is, it's like, you know, like I want this to be different, right? I didn't want to tell you what's happening. What I'm hoping is that you guys will get my great enjoyment from the York peppermint patty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had the lemon crispy, you know, Kit Kat before, and there was mm-hmm. enjoyment there.
All right, 7.5 out of 10.
Yeah. But this one is going to be, this is the traditional, this is the silver dollar sized York peppermint patty. Okay, you guys mm-hmm. ready? Here I go. Mm-hmm. Right, hang on, Trey. Mm. Oh, wow.
Pepperminty.
The chocolate filter. And I couldn't. I mean, just that's the thing is I'm so ravenous for it that I had to swallow it. I couldn't even like savor thing. It.
You didn't? Yes. Did you take like the entire silver dollar? Okay. You took a bite, right?
Yes. So I'm gonna take one more bite, and then we'll move on. Hang on.
Okay.
Okay, I want to talk about flavor as much as I can. You talk to me while it's savoring.
All right. Well, I want to talk about peppermint. While it's savoring. Yeah. Tell me about the savor. Is your entire tongue lit up in peppermint joyousness?
It's spectacular right now. I'm sticking, just so you guys know, if you're doing your own podcast at home, I'm sticking it on the roof of my mouth so I can still speak a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what professional podcasters do.
Right. They stick their food to the top of their mouths, like chipmunks who store it in their cheeks.
Yes.
Professional podcasters, top of their mouths.
Chipmunks are great podcasters too, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But it's wonderful. I mean, like right now I'm just like, I'm enjoying like almost like all the flavors of the rainbow. It's crazy. Sorry, Skittles. God, it's so good.
So good. So good. All right.
Still there. So go ahead.
I have a bit of a peppermint problem. I get those Lifesaver, like quarter sized, big Lifesaver candies, mm-hmm. right? And I'll eat 10 to 110 of them a day if I have access to them.
The peppermint. They actually the peppermint. Is peppermint, yeah.
Peppermint. I also get the wintergreens, right? I'm not opposed to the wintergreen.
Okay. Now, for me, the peppermint, I'm with you. The wintergreens, not as much.
Okay.
But peppermint, oh my God, yeah.
Peppermint, right.
I actually don't buy those on purpose, because if I buy those, they'll be eaten in like 2 days.
Correct. So my issue I have with them is I'm a terrible sucker. I've always been sucker.
No, you should probably go back out and ask for some more reviews. I'm sure you're a great sucker.
I know I am a sucker, but I am bad at sucking. I tend... I will put one of those peppermints in my mouth, and I'll let it roll around and fill the mouth cavity with all the peppermint goodness, right? But then after about 10 or 15 seconds, I'm just gnawing on that thing. Like I'm getting the flavor explosion caught in my teeth gaps. That's something I've never seen drive past my house before. A legitimate bus, like a Greyhound size bus, but it was a charter bus. Wow. Just drove past my house. That never happens. I wonder what that thing's doing.
Somebody's going to the casino.
I hope maybe there's a big party or something. That's a big party bus. That would be fun. So back to peppermints. I chew those things like if I don't chew it, it's going to go away. Like a dog. Like you know how like when you give a snack to a dog, they don't even taste it. They just put it in their mouth and they swallow it. I kind of find myself doing that with peppermints. It's a total waste of the peppermint. I understand. I'm a bad sucker. That's all it is to it. I'm just a bad sucker.
We now rejoin the podcast right after a great idea by Mathis that was never recorded.
Oh, it's back. Craig is back. I wonder how much.
So you
Craig
like
lost.
The Hottaman?
I think the Hottaman's a great idea.
I think he dropped off like right when you were trying to go. You were right in the middle of pitching to the sell it at the website. Yes.
Okay. We're right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, hit up the website dcntmpod.com/teamstore or store. Or I don't even created this thing yet. So just keep going to the website until you find what you want to buy.
It's
on
still
our
in
store.
Development, but
correct.
Yeah, if you want to pre-order,
mm-hmm.
absolutely.
Right.
Yeah. I mean,
right.
Get yours now while you can.
Absolutely. We're taking all payments on Venmo, or you can send it to my crypto wallet if you have Dogecoin. Feel free to send me all your Dogecoin for Mathis's new invention, the Hottaman, a footstool / hot plate. It's going to be the next great thing. And again, hit me up. Send me all your Dogecoin. I know Brew has a single Dogecoin he can send me.
Okay.
I know that because I sent him a single Dogecoin, so he has.
I tell you what, for Brew, here's the deal. For Brew,
uh-huh.
for one single Dogecoin,
mm-hmm.
I will give him the first ever Hottaman.
Wow!
For one single Dogecoin, for Brew,
for 50 cents, Brew, for the equivalent of 50 U.S. cents today, you can have the first ever limited edition Hotteman. And for the, two Doge,
and
he'll autograph
by
it.
By the Dixie Chicken and the Tennessee Man.
Correct. Hotteman, correct.
Yes.
Correct.
Let's not forget that part.
Right. 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 Now, shipping and handling is 999 Doge.
Yes, of course.
But we will sell it to you for a single Doge, shipping and handling,
999
Doge to Only Brew.
Only Brew.
Sideshow, send me your Doge. You'll get yourself a Hotteman as well. Luby, you probably don't have Doge because you're a goober.
But who doesn't want a Hotteman? I mean, right now, listen, mm-hmm. as we speak, is there anyone out there that doesn't want a Hotteman? I mean, let me ask you, Trey, honestly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you want a Hotteman?
I'd like to know a few of the other things. I need to hear the infomercial. Like, can I also make s'mores on my Hotteman?
Of course you can.
Can I fry a steak or on my Hotteman?
Well, I mean, I would say that'd be a little bit dangerous, but if you had made steaks earlier mm-hmm. and then wanted them on your Hotteman, they could be in the Hotteman waiting for you at any time.
Okay, so the Hotteman is more of like a warming plate and not a cooking device.
Yeah, it's not really like we don't want to, Trey, listen, we don't want to cook on a footstool, okay? I mean,
right.
there's a lot of things that could go wrong there, but
we,
can
we
want to
keep things hot.
Yes.
It's a Hotteman, so we're keeping things
yes.
hot on the Hotteman. So we transfer from the kitchen to the Hotteman so that we can sit down and watch our favorite MLB.
You can do fondue on a, uh-huh. on a Hotteman. You can
okay.
do like you know breakfast foods, like you know mm-hmm. burritos and stuff. They could be in the Hotteman waiting for you when you're ready.
Mm-hmm.
You could do nachos in a Hotteman.
Mm.
You could do you know macaroni and cheese, lasagna, as I said. Uh-huh. Pre-prepared foods, warm and hot and ready right at your feet.
In the Hotteman. What is the Hotteman footstool portion of this thing made out of? Is it like teak or is it fabric covered?
Well,
on
the
outside,
can we get
a leather
yes,
one?
There's definitely going to be some like upholstery issues. We can do leather. We can do all sorts of stuff like that. It'll be insulated, of course, on the inside so that mm-hmm. it won't hurt, you know, the fabric.
Okay.
So
could
to all
we
practical
do...
purposes, it would look like a real Ottoman. And mm-hmm. someone, you know, my idea too is like to even like enclose and contain it almost like an igloo cooler, you know, on the top. So you could even like, you could put your feet on top of it when the cover's on it.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, when the cover comes off, you don't want to put your feet like in the macaroni and cheese.
Right. I mean, that would be messy to put your feet in the macaroni and cheese. Let me ask you, traditionally leather is from cowhide. Could we go with some different animal skin covers? For example, could we get like a beluga whale skin cover? Right. I don't know what the beluga whale skin sideward is, like leather, right? Cow is leather. What would be beluga whale?
We'd probably run across some issues with the naturalists and everything, since you know the whales are being like you know hunted into extinction.
Mm-hmm. But okay, so what about goat?
I can
add. What about like goat skin?
Oh, there's plenty of goats. Yeah, we could do right. goats anytime you want to.
Right. Okay.
How about Australian rat?
Right. Right. Like a mole rat. Like what's the ugliest yeah. animal that's ever, is it like the little mole rat? Is that an ugly one? Like, could we get like a mole rat skin cover for our Hotteman?
I'm sure we could, or, mm-hmm. or we could just like the conventional mole that no one seems to like, we could probably get their skin and do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Would as you long consider as it's encased, you know, perfectly and then, like, you know, everything is there,
mm-hmm.
then, you know, it's fine. I mean, like, but the idea is, when you walk into the home, it looks like, you know, you're sitting there, you're like, you know, hey, it's me, Trey. Welcome to my home. And you get your feet propped up on your ottoman. They're like, wow, that's a great goatskin ottoman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and like all of a sudden, like, hey, would you guys like some lasagna?
Yeah. Yeah you just sure, pull the top not? Off. You just pull the top
and
off and poof, there's lasagna.
Point, and you
sure.
start cutting lasagna out and just start serving it to them.
Mm-hmm. I love
it's
it.
The hot it's the ottoman.
I think everyone, every playoff watching fan of sports will want the Hotteman in their living room for only 12 easy payments of $19.99. You can have yourself the first ever, the second ever, because the first ever is going to Brew.
Yes.
The second ever Hottaman for the low, low price of 12 payments of $19.95.
And 999 Dogecoin for shipping.
And or 999 Dogecoin.
No, correct. That's shipping. No, it's
just
price.
A ship. Correct. Yeah. Correct. That's in the price. So we're charging you what equates to $500 to ship it. It's
a great idea.
I love it. I think it's a great idea.
The Hottaman. Say it again.
Yeah. Hottaman.
Yeah.
Yes. I love
you guys who are listening to this, if you're not
still
totally brain damaged, you're going to be thinking about this and being like, wow, that is genius.
Right. I mean, think about the genius products we've thrown out to you today. The paintball gun thing, the two horn, the Hottaman.
Where else will you get material like this?
Right. I mean, Jacoby and that other guy aren't doing this.
As a matter of fact, we might not even include the NBA segment in here.
we're just going all product review. This is an all product podcast. But speaking of all the products, let's quickly, because I think we are over the hour mark. Let's quickly turn to our Major League Baseball expert and discuss the Major League Baseball season, which is approximately a quarter or so of the way through its season.
Why do fools fall in love? Brack.
Cause they're hungry?
Wrong.
Cause they like baseball?
Wrong.
My toe?
Wrong.
Yeah, so we're about a quarter of the way in. There have been a few surprises. You know, not what I think is strange is, you know, modern day Los Angeles, the Dodgers, came out just busting it like they should have. I mean, that team is, I'm not sure if I've ever seen a team built better to win than that team ever. So they came out like gangbusters, but since baseball is what it is, they've lost like 13 of their last 17. And so all of a sudden they're right back in the mix with everybody else. My Bravos, God love them. Injuries. We got a big setback on Mike Soroka, who's supposed to be our ace. Max Fried, who had become our ace in his absence, has started off sort of weak, but played a little bit better, pitched a little bit better the last couple of games. But our bullpen is at an absolute joke. And with injuries, the pitching, and now potentially Ronald Acuna, our offense is also struggling. So I don't know. I used to say, as a matter of fact, I remember listening back saying that like for the next 5 or 10 years, we'd see the Braves and Dodgers fighting each other for dominance of the National League. If we don't get our stuff together and get healthy, it won't be us. It'll have to be somebody else with the Dodgers. Surprises. You know, early surprises, Oakland. You know, of course, you go on a 12-game winning streak in April, and you're always going to be a surprise. So they weren't supposed to be anything out there, and now they're in first place. What else? The Yankees, their struggles, just like the Dodgers, like struggles with the Yankees early, but now they seem like they found their sea legs, and they're, you know, kind of like running up on Toronto, who's another surprise, by the way. Toronto's got a great offense. And they've been getting decent pitching. So the Red Sox sold out and just sold everything out. And you're like, okay, well, see Red Sox for a few years. They're in first place in the AL East right now with all their prospects and everything that they got back from selling out. And so I think that's spectacular. Your Cubbies, Trey, kind of struggling low in the NL Central. Right now, to be honest with you, it looks like, I hate to say this, you're going to hate this when it comes out of my mouth. It looks like St. Louis is the best team in that division right now. But no, I mean, like, it's been a great season. It's been great to have the season start on time. Great to have a season, like, you know, continue on time. And I'll be honest with you, outside of my Braves looking a little bit struggle-o, I'm pretty stoked about our 2020 Major League Baseball season. I think there's a lot of great stuff that we're going to see. We're seeing a lot of teams obviously pay homage to Jackie Robinson last month. You know, and he's a hero of mine. I've told you that before. And it's absolutely worthy, beyond worthy. But I'm also seeing teams pay some homage to my boy Hank Aaron, who passed away. And beyond that, I guess the last thing is about 5 or 6 days ago. Happy birthday. Happy 90th birthday. Say hey, Willie Mays. And that's my Major League Baseball update for the moment.
That's awesome. Here's my take on Major League Baseball. I don't start paying attention to the Major League Baseball, honestly, until the NBA is done. Mostly because I work in the NBA and I don't have the sea legs, to use your words you used moments ago, to dedicate my attention to both products fully. With that said, I've paid a little bit of attention to, like you said, the struggles of the Braves, the struggles of the Cubs, the shocking surprise of like a New York Mets or the yeah. Oakland A's. That's always good. It's always good to see teams that have struggled or were below average step up. The Mets have been kind of in the middle to bad for a while. I haven't been to New York to do a Mets game in probably 4 or 5 years, and it's because they're not that good, right? Every time I go do a baseball game, I'm always doing the Yankees or going to do Boston or whatever, because right now the Mets just previous, the Mets just weren't that good. This year, I think the Mets have a real chance.
They're pretty damn good this year, for sure.
Yeah.
They added Francisco Lindor, something else I left out. But I'm not a big Mets trumpet blower, as you know. But yeah. No, it's like they're getting Syndergaard back. Jacob deGrom is going to miss probably 10 days with some tightness. But, I mean, he's still the best pitcher in baseball right now. So, you know, they're good. Right. They're really good.
Now, I was surprised when I heard about the Yankees vaccinated players testing positive for COVID. That at the rate they did, that was shocking to me. Being at least mostly pro vaccine, right? I mean, the experimental side of it was meh in the beginning, but I mean, aside from that, I'm kind of surprised that many people tested positive for COVID, and I haven't done a lot of research on it, but when I heard it, I'm like, wow, vaccinated people tested positive for Corona, and did they get sick and all the other things? That was shocking news to me recently, it's intriguing to say the least.
Well, I mean, and as you always say, we don't want to go weirdly off subject on, you know, a podcast that is mainly severely ADHD. But, you know, I've had my thoughts about the vaccination that we've talked about offline and, you know, some of the different deals with the shredding of proteins and everything else that we don't have to go into now. But I'm just saying. And we'll just leave it there. How about that?
Sure. I like it. Okay. Well, like I said, we're over an hour now, young Mathis. Do you have anything more to say about the baseball or more food to eat?
Well, the baseball obviously is one thing I will always advise our listeners to do is, you know, and there are probably some of them out there that are smarter at baseball than I. Yeah, probably all of them are, for all I know. But I always say wait until Memorial Day to look at the standings, and then you'll really have a better understanding about what's going to maybe happen or not happen. So right now, if your team's, you know, kind of faltering and they're like 3 or 4 games back or whatever, don't panic. Just wait for Memorial Day. And at Memorial Day, you'll kind of find out where we're at, so to speak, to start the season. Beyond that, I have one more thing I'd like to eat.
Okay, pause real quick. Go ahead, Margie. Okay, I'm almost done. We're 5 minutes less. I get it. Okay. Okay. I'll just go get it right now. I'm on my way. Okay, Mathis, wrap it up. Taste something and wrap it. And Mathis, taste something and take it to the house.
I want you to.
I got stuff to do.
Pick a color. Okay, sure.
Pick a color.
It's a blue. Starburst jelly bean.
Blue.
There's no blue. No,
yellow.
There's a yellow. Okay, I'm going to taste a Starburst yellow jelly bean. And let's see how this goes. Okay, ready?
Yep.
It's really good. This is better than the Lemony Crisp Kit Kat.
Oh, wow.
Sure.
Mm. Wow.
Oh, wow. Man, this is incredible.
Now, are you still only eating like 10 jelly beans a day because you have your restrictive?
Yeah, max. Yeah.
That's good. Because I would probably eat 10 hundred.
No, I mean, that's, I keep them kind of hidden away from me. And I pull them out for the crescendo, if you will. It's really good. Starburst jelly beans are the best jelly beans ever. And I'm a jelly bean connoisseur. Last thing I'm going to leave you guys with before you go and like get punched in the face by your wife is Karen Allen in Indiana Jones and Raiders of the Lost Ark is really hot.
Do what? Okay, she's just got to pay for it. Oh, okay. Well, yeah, she just has to do with all the paperwork or whatever. Probably. She could take her. She needs to learn how to do it anyway. Okay, so I can go pick her up real quick. And then she should go do it. Yeah. It's fine. Let her do it. Yep, you got it, baby. Okay, go ahead, Mathis.
And I could not imagine a better intro to our podcast than that. So definitely leave that in there. I'm not kidding either. Seriously.
Okay.
So as you were not listening to me, as you're being screamed at by your wife, who's about to punch you in the face. I haven't said that in my exit. I said, like, yeah, Karen Allen in Raiders of the Lost Ark is smoking hot. And you just start going into that. So that's the end of the podcast right there.
Love it.
Let it all roll out. You talking to Margie. Yeah, let her do it. No, I won't. Okay, I'll get her. No, I won't. Yeah.
It's okay. All right, that's very good.
That's it for this episode. Please subscribe to our podcast, rate and review it, and most importantly, share it with your friends. Have a great weekend, and don't forget, wash your hands.
Y'all don't even know he was a virgin until he's 28, and now, roll tide.